righteousness, we need that light, don't we? We need that light. So we continue through scripture and we look at what it says in Isaiah 60 verse 1. It says this: arise and shine, your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness overcomes the earth. Thick darkness overcome the people, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. This is good news. When we talk about preaching good news, it's the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That light, when Jesus said, let there be, he spoke it. When the Trinity that was there at the beginning, in the beginning was the Word became flesh, the flesh became spirit. We were made in his image. When he spoke it out, let there be light, there was natural light in the earth. But Jesus came to be a spiritual light in my heart and your heart. And without him, there is a thick darkness, and it covers people. But arise and shine, for your day has come. It's good news. When we talk about light, when we consider the light of life, when we look at what God has done in us and through us, then I think that's cause to celebrate. And when we look through Proverbs, we look through Psalms, we look through God's Word. In Psalm 36, verse 9, it says this: for with you is the fountain of life. The fountain of life in Christ is that fountain of life. Your light will see light. The Bible says, if the light that is within you is darkness, how dark is that darkness? The Bible says, where there is light, there can be no darkness. And it seems to contradict itself, but it's the light of God's love, restoration, reconciliation, righteousness, to have that right standing with him. Me and you, we have that light within us. So we'll get back to our main portion of scripture in a moment. I want to read another psalm, Psalm 118, 27. The Lord is God. The Lord is God. What a statement. The Lord is God. You will be told throughout your journey of Christendom, you'll be told that there is gods. But the truth is, there is only one God. There's only one God. It's expressed in the triune God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, but there is only one God. It says this: the Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. That's the light I'm talking about. His light, that light of restoration, that light of conviction. Have you ever felt convicted? Well, I have. It was that conviction that caused me to say, Lord, I don't want to walk in darkness, I want to walk in light, even before I understood what light was. It's the light of God's righteousness. It's the light of God's righteousness. In Isaiah 9 verse 2 it says this: people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, the light has dawned. It doesn't matter how dark life is out there or out there, that there is a light that will shine bright. And there's a challenge to the disciples, and I want the same challenge to be to me and you. But there is, doesn't matter how deep that darkness is, a light has dawned. Doesn't matter how dark the room is, if there's a small candle in the corner, it illuminates, doesn't it? And Jesus is saying, let your light shine, but let it be up high so it can illuminate on more people. God's word, I believe, is a lamp unto our feet, it says. In 1 John 1:5 it says this: this is the message we have heard from him and declare it to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. But it goes on to say this: if we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie. And we do not live out the truth. No one said that God's word was easy, did they? But it is. It will bring freedom. But listen to what this scripture says again. This is the message we have heard from him and declare it to you. We've heard it from God, we declare it to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet we walk in darkness, we lie. And we do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. So it is crucial that we understand what the light of God's love is, because we want to walk in light, not darkness. Yes? Amen? If we claim to be without sin, then we're walking in darkness. If we claim to be without sin, we declare ourselves, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. His light will shine upon our darkness. If we claim we have not sinned, then we make him out to be a liar and his word is not in us. We talk about darkness. We talk about light. But there are things in my life, and I'm sure there's things in your life, that we need to let the light of God shine upon so that we can be a bright shine for him. That we can let our light shine because his light has already shone in us. Does that make sense? Well, I know what it means. God is encouraging us, I believe, through his word, challenging us. In Numbers 6:24, we read this out at baptisms, but you know, it's something that we should read to one another, that we should pray over one another. We should pray over our families. We should pray over our church. We should pray over our enemies. And it's in Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Let his light shine upon you. And to be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. That's a prayer that we should pray over each other, over our communities, over our enemies. May the Lord shine upon you. May his righteousness overshadow your darkness. May his restoration and reconciliation come into your heart. May repentance overflow like a fountain. Open up your heart so God's light can come in, and he will give you peace. We need peace, don't we, in this life that we live? Many of the hymns that we were singing today talks about God being with us through the storm, God being with us through the highs and through the lows. In Romans 13:12, the night is nearly over, the day is almost here. Let us put aside the deeds of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. And when you think about this picture, an armor is clothing. It's to protect us, isn't it? And God says that he's given us the armor. He's given us a spiritual armor. He's given us a helmet, hasn't he, of salvation. He's given us a breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth. He's given us feet which are covered, ready to preach the good news. It says here, put off the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. So our message today is all about God's light. God's light in the world, God's light in your life, so that you can shine, that you can allow God to illuminate the darkness so the darkness can flee, so that all we have is light, the light of his love, the light of his goodness, the light of his restoration and reconciliation. In 1 Peter 2, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. I want to read this portion of Scripture 8 because sometimes when we look through God's word, it's to encourage us and lift us up. But if we're not careful, if we're looking through dim glasses, we won't see the light of his love in everything that he says to us. But you, church, you're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You are God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into light. How many of you know that you are a chosen people? If you belong to God, you're a chosen people. You're a royal priesthood. You know, we don't need to come to a priest, to a pastor, to a vicar, do we, to say, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. We go to the Father, don't we? When Christ was on the cross and he said, it is finished. It says the curtain in the temple that brought separation from me to God, that curtain was torn in two. That means it gives us access. We are a royal priesthood, God's special possession. I'm special because God loves me. Yes, we're a special people. That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. So God called you out of darkness into his wonderful light so that you can preach the good news to the poor. So that your light can shine, not so that you can just illuminate. So that you can be what God's called you to be. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people, the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. You see, God gives us so we can give it away. God gives us so that we can give it away. Let your light shine. My final scripture is the original scripture. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. But you can't be a light to the world unless you've received the light of the world. Jesus says, I am the light. If you follow me, if you receive me, there'll be no darkness in you but light. So have you received that light? I trust you have. If you haven't, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today you can receive that light into your life. The light of repentance, the light of restoration, the light that says everything that Christ accomplished on the cross is for me. And it's for you. So he says to his disciples, so I say to you, his disciples, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Where are you going to shine this week? A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. If it's up there and you're down here, you can't help but see it. How many people are you shining on in your life? How many people see the light that Christ has given you in you? That's a challenge to me as I endeavor to go forward in the plans and purposes that God has for me. And it's a challenge for you. Let's let our light shine. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. So that we are that light. Let's not hide under the bed. When I was a youngster, I had a vivid imagination. And I'd go to bed and I could see, and I still do it now, I see shapes in everything. It's not good at times. And I used to think there's someone laying under my brother's bed, because we share the bedroom. And I'd be terrified. I needed the light on. I tell this story to people, it's a true story. When I was younger, not so young, but 14, I used to be terrified of the dark. I used to walk from my house, from one end of King's Lynn to Tony Bush's house on the Fairstead, and I'd have to walk through past the graveyard. And I would start to talk to myself so that if there was anyone behind the bushes, they would think there was two of me. And so they wouldn't attack me. I was afraid of the dark. And it wasn't until that light of life came into my life that I can walk in the darkness because I'm the light. And so can you. You can walk into any situation, any circumstance, because you are the light. If there's hostility, you're the light. You bring peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. If there's a situation of poverty, you can be the financial assistance. If there's a situation where wisdom is needed, you can bring that wisdom. Proverbs tell us, you are the light of the world. Don't hide under the bed. Don't take the light that God has given you and think, yeah, it's okay for them, but what can I do? You can shine. Just by being who God's called you to be, you can shine. Do not put your lamp under the bowl. Instead, put it on a stand. And it will give light to everyone in the house. The light doesn't do anything but be. You can be in a household and be light. When we speak, we want to speak wisdom, yes. We want to speak discernment, yes. We want the overflow of the heart, the mouth to speak, so we want our heart to be full of grace and mercy seasoned with salt. We want to speak the truth. And how many of you know this is a revelation, but it shouldn't be, that the word of God will offend. Just you being a Christian, a light that shines, will bring offense. Just being in the right place at the right time will bring offense. But God says, shine. Be there. Don't hide. Let your light shine. Stick it up high so everyone can see it. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds. You know, the Bible talks about our good deeds. It talks about the things that are made of straw and stubble and hay. They will be consumed. It talks about the righteousness of life. It talks about the gold and the silver and the precious stones. Do you know what that speaks of? Proving. God's going to prove his church. God's going to shake his church. Something that was spoken over my life, it wasn't a very good word, but I understand it. It says, thus saith the Lord, Satan is going to sift you. But the light of God is going to be in you. You see, God always equips, doesn't he, when he sends us out. You'll never be on your own. There's many more lights than just you. And if all of us make a declaration to say, Lord, help me to not hide my light, but shine. You'll find that when you walk into what you think is a dark situation, there's another light shining in the corner. And where there is light, there can be no darkness. So you are the answer to the question. The gospel will always challenge. The Bible says that the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. It brings division. It divides. It talks about households being at loggerheads with each other. But God is the constant in the middle. And I want to encourage you with these few finishing statements. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Do you know what? When we pray and we say to someone, I took a family member to hospital this week, and he was fearful. And I had the opportunity to pray God's light upon him. And he couldn't wait to get out of the car and shut the door as I'm praying, and he's still leaving. And when he came out and he had the report he had after the doctors had looked at him in A&E and all the rest of it, I took him home and he said, "Your man is looking after me." Well, he can be your man too. You see, let's not let our light be hidden under the carpet in the car when we have a passenger with us. We don't need to ram scripture down people's throats. We just need to speak grace and mercy and love. Listen, I can pray for you about that. Listen, there's a light that God wants to shine. Let's be those that fulfill God's promises in our lives by listening like these disciples did, by listening to an instruction, by listening to an encouragement, by saying, yes, there'll be trouble in this world, but praise God, I've overcome the world, Jesus says. And so if he's the light of the world, and we're to allow that light to shine through us, that means we're not on our own, doesn't it? It means that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's Christ in you. You don't walk on your own. There's anthems that says, "I'll never walk alone." Well, that's not talking about, to me, a football team. It's talking about the light of life living in me. And where there is light, there can be no darkness. So for you on your journey, can I encourage you as you look through the Beatitudes, as you look to see what God says about your character and about your conduct, and he challenges us and he changes us and he knocks the rough edges off us. Remember that you have a light that shines within you. And because that is, there is a light, there can be no darkness. There are times where the enemy comes in to push and control and to pull us down, but the light of God's love lifts us up. Many of you will know could call it a parable, of the conversation between the wind and the sun, and the man has his coat on, and they say, let's see who can get the man's coat off, and the wind blows and blows and blows, and the man puts his coat ever tighter around him, then the light comes out and shines, and he just goes, this is too much, and he takes his coat off. That's the same for you. You don't need to ram scripture down someone's throat, you just need to shine. Just shine. Let's be a church that will not hide the light that God's given us under a blanket. I remember a preacher, someone said to him in his taxi, I can't think of his name at the moment, I can see his face. He said to the taxi driver, "How are you?" And the taxi driver says, "I'm okay under the circumstances." And he says, "What are you doing under the circumstances?" That's like going to bed and going under the mattress. You don't sleep under the mattress, you sleep on top of the mattress. You should be on top of your circumstances. You need Christ. See, we're on top of the circumstances because we have the light of life in us. Amen? I'm going to pray and finish there. Father, we thank you that you shine within us. Father, I thank you that you are over and above our circumstances. Lord, I thank you that the good deeds, the works that you've called us to do, will shine bright in the lives of those around us. Father, we thank you for your provision. We thank you that we have peace, a peace that transcends all understanding. Even though we walk through tough times, Lord, we know that your light shines in us and through us. Lord, we know that we are righteous because of your blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. Father, we pray that this week that we will be light that will shine in dark circumstances. Lord, we give you our families, we give you our circumstances, we give you our situations, we give you our health. We give you our well-being and our longevity. And we pray, Lord, that we would be like a town, a city on a hill, that all those around us in darkness will see the light of your love in us, that we will be a people that will preach good news because you've anointed us. Amen. Amen.